You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Single Mom Podcast, episode 69. In today's episode, I talk about Mother's Day. It is our day, ladies, the day that is supposed to be all about us, where we get waited on hand and foot. Yeah, for most single moms, that is not how it goes. Quite often, it is just another day like any other day. But in today's episode, I talk about why it shouldn't be and what you can do to help make sure that you spend some time on yourself this Mother's Day. Welcome to the Single Mom Podcast, a show dedicated to all of you rockstar moms out there who are doing it all on your own while trying to keep your sanity and sense of humor. Our show covers a ton of different topics, all intended to inspire and motivate you single moms out there to live your absolute best lives. Now, let's dive into today's show. Hey, and welcome to this episode of the Single Mom Podcast. I hope you are having an absolutely wonderful day today. I am going to just dive in because at the time that I'm recording this podcast, it is almost our day, ladies. It is almost Mother's Day. Whoop! Like that day that's all about us, right? Well, at least it's supposed to be all about us as moms because we do all kinds of stuff. We do the everything. We do the everything. All the stuff. All the things we do, especially us single moms. And one of the things that I always have loved about Mother's Day is that it is the one day that I get to like totally hold over my kids' heads. That and my birthday, but my birthday not so much as the Mother's Day, because this is the day where I'm like, no, I want you to do that and you're going to do that. And oh no, I'm not going to do that because it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. It's my day. I get to do what I want today. It is my day. My day. Mine. I gave you birth. This is where you celebrate how awesome it is that I brought you into this world through excruciating pain and two major surgeries. Like, I have a physical scar because of you people. So this is my day. But for us moms who are single, us single moms, Mother's Day a lot of times doesn't look any different than every other day because it's just us. And, you know, especially if you have little ones, it definitely looks the same as every other day because there's not necessarily someone there to help give you that time, right? You probably don't get to sleep in, and you probably don't get to take the day off, and you probably don't get to avoid the things that you normally would be doing during the day. And that's how many, many, many of my Mother's Days have been, because there was nobody else to take over. There's no significant other. I didn't have any family members to come and say, hey, it's Mother's Day, let's give you a break. That just doesn't happen for a lot of us. So I decided that the podcast is dedicated, obviously, to Mother's Day and us being single moms, and 10 ways that we can potentially do something for ourselves that either is not very time consuming, that is totally feasible to do, is something that we can do for ourselves that we could potentially include our children in, or something that is inexpensive because we can't always afford to do something for ourselves, especially single moms. Many of us are, I'm going to leave that in because, you know, it's just how things are sometimes. Many of us, we have such a tight budget and it's just not always feasible for us to get or buy or spend the money that we would love to spend on ourselves. And, you know, I personally, I love if I ever have a little bit of extra money, being able to, you know, go and get a massage for Mother's Day, or, you know, go get a facial or a pedicure. But again, that may not always be doable. And you may not have the ability to take an hour of time, you know, with your kiddos to go to a massage parlor and have someone give you a massage. What, I mean, I have no idea of any massage parlor in my area that has childcare. So, you know, but I thought, you know, but, and so often we feel like because we aren't able to do these things that we should just forego, right? It's just another day. Mother's Day is not a big deal. I can't do anything for myself anyway. So why bother? It's just going to be another day. I'm just going to blow it off. No, I'm telling you right now, if that's your mentality and that's how it's been in the past, I want you to stop that crap right now, because even if you're only able to do something small for yourself, you need to make sure that you're taking the day to celebrate yourself. It is important because we do so much for everybody all the time that we don't always take the time that we should to acknowledge how freaking amazing it is that we do what we do. And I know it can sound conceited, and there are many, many posts that I make where people have said something to me. They're like, well, you know, telling yourself that you're amazing and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that can be kind of conceited. No, it's not. It's just acknowledging it. We don't have necessarily anybody to let us know that we're doing a good job. And a lot of times we question it. We question whether we're doing a job. We question whether we're doing enough. We're questioning whether we're being a good parent because we're doing it on our own, and if we're doing the right things, and is it going to be worth it in the end? We question that all the time. So we should never, ever, ever question that it is absolutely freaking amazing that we do what we do on a daily basis all the time. That should not be something that is up for debate. We are working our asses off. Even when we fail, a lot of times we're doing a lot more than other people are doing. And again, I'm not neglecting, negating, or talking down about parents who share responsibility, who are in two-parent homes. Every parent is an awesome rock star. But for single moms, we have to and always do go that extra mile. And therefore, you most definitely should be taking some time to acknowledge your awesomeness and how awesome it is that you do what you do, and give yourself that credit. Take that time and do something nice for yourself. You may not be able to do everything you want to do for yourself. You may not be able to get all the time in the world that you want for yourself, but do something, because it is really important that you acknowledge how important you are. And if your kids are old enough, hopefully they're doing the same thing. So one of the reasons why Mother's Day, I love it, is because, and it's changed over the years for me, but when my kids were a lot younger, I really, really loved it because I always got something really sweet that was handmade at school. It was like a handprint that they turned into a heart or something, you know, cute like that, or they did footprints, or they made me something. And my kids, my daughter especially, who has always wanted to try and do things on her own. She's always been so fiercely independent, and it should have been a warning to me about how things were going to go when she became a tween. My daughter just turned 12 on this past Friday, and that's a whole nother podcast that's going to be coming up, is just dealing with the whole tween thing. We're having some issues. But regardless, when she was a little bitty one, she wanted to always do things for me. And so I distinctly remember one of my absolute favorite Mother's Day memories is the day that the kids decided, and the boys, I don't know that they helped. I think she did it all. And then they just came up together as a group, and she like made them come with her to tell me happy Mother's Day, and they helped her carry stuff. So she decided to make me breakfast, and because she was too little to cook, she made me cereal. And so I'm certain her brothers potentially helped her like pour the milk or something, but maybe not, because if I remember there was a pretty elaborate mess waiting for me downstairs when I got up finally. But they brought me a bowl of cereal, and they brought me coffee, and they brought me I think some milk or juice, I can't remember what it was. But the coffee and the cereal, I remember very distinctly, though, and here's why. The cereal that they brought me was very sweet. I was like, oh, you know, it was a mixture of all three of the cereals that I had for them, which was Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, which, you know, together is not the worst thing, I guess. And then at the bottom layer, which I didn't know because I didn't see it because it was the bottom, so this was the part that was the really big surprise, was Cocoa Pebbles. So it was Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, and Cocoa Pebbles all mixed together in the same bowl. So that was my breakfast, which I kind of choked down the first bite because I realized that it had all of that in there. And then I went to drink my coffee to kind of wash down the unusual taste of all of the sugary substances I just put into my face. And almost spit the coffee back out of my nose. And bless my daughter, I love her. She's like, she goes, did I do it right? She goes, I tried to make sure I put, you know, the cream in there. And there was an abundance of cream. But I have to say, I'm actually probably kind of glad there was a little, I don't know if I'm glad there was a little more now that I'm actually thinking about it. I don't know if it would have made it better. But my daughter, bless her, she's like, I put the cream in and I put the sugar and I stirred it. And I have a Keurig. So she knows how to make the coffee with the Keurig. So all she had to do was put the mug under and, you know, put the pot in and close it and push the button. So I said, you know what, baby, that's really very, I'm so proud of you that you did that. And you did a good job with the cream and the sugar. I said, but, I said the pod that you used, I said, it was tea. And she said, oh, and so she had made me, coffee with the raspberry tea Keurig pod, which, is for if you're making iced tea, you can make that, you can put a cup of ice underneath it and make raspberry iced tea with the Keurig, as coffee with, I think I had hazelnut creamer at the time, so it was with hazelnut creamer, hot, and then with some sugar thrown in, and it was horrifyingly bad. But I love her so much, and she was so heartbroken. She was just like, "Mom, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Nope, baby, it's fine. I tell you what," I said, "you know how to do it." I said, "Go dump this one in the sink, and then just look for the one that has the Folgers. It's an F, and it's like red." And I said, and that one, and then just do it the exact same way, but just make sure you've got the coffee one. And so she brought me a second cup, and that one, I was like, oh, perfect. Such a good job. You're so good at this, right? So those are the memories that I love is when they were little. You know, now, you know, I have to even remind them that it's Mother's Day because they're in their own little teen and pre-tween worlds where, you know, I'm like, don't forget, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. I was like, and both you boys, you guys have jobs now. So like, I don't have to give you money anymore to go buy my gifts. You can just go buy something with your money. And my son Gage just kind of looks at me like, oh, I have to spend my money on you for Mother's Day. I forgot about that. So it's been kind of fun to kind of remind them and stuff, but Mother's Day definitely changes, but especially as they get, you know, it's really, really important all the time to acknowledge and just give yourself that credit and do something to make yourself feel good on this day. But, you know, especially if you don't have somebody who's doing that for you, and if your kids, you know, they do the best they can, but if they're little, you know, they can't take over the household stuff for you, and they can't just let you take the day off. You've got to take care of them. But I definitely want to make sure that you do something for yourselves this Mother's Day. So that's why I wanted to do this podcast. And so we're going to take a real quick break. And then as soon as I come back, I'm going to dive into just a quick list I made of 10 either free, easy, or inexpensive things that you can do for yourself this Mother's Day to just really give yourself the credit, give yourself the time, and just acknowledge your amazingness and give yourself just sort of that pat on the back and that just that feel good for Mother's Day. So we're going to leave for a second and we'll be right back and we'll dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Okay, so welcome back. We're going to dive right into this real quick list of 10 things that I came up with that are either inexpensive, free, or super easy and not very time consuming for you to take some time for yourself and just celebrate yourself for Mother's Day if you don't have anybody who's helping you celebrate your absolute wonderfulness. So some of these may sound cliche or, you know, superficial, but, you know, give them a try. It may not be your cup of tea, and that's fine. That's why I did more than one. And some of them, like I said, they may not seem realistic to you. If you can't get away with doing them, if it's not possible, that's fine. See if another one on the list works for you. But definitely try and pick something. And even if it's not on this list, find something. Find something to do for yourself this Mother's Day, okay? So the first one I'm going to dive into is one of my absolute favorites, if you can manage it, is taking a really nice long hot bubble bath with a good book and like maybe even a glass of wine if you drink wine. This is more likely going to be something that you have to do after the kids are in bed, right? Especially if you have little ones, you can't just hop in the tub. I mean, you could, but odds are you're not going to be uninterrupted. So, you know, for me, it was never feasible to take a bath until after my kids were asleep because I was getting interrupted constantly. A lot of times I had to just get out. It was just more frustrating to try and do it. And it defeated the purpose. I was so stressed out just trying to take this bath that it wasn't even worth it. So if you can, take a nice long hot bubble bath, just a soak. I mean, the whole purpose of it is not to get clean. It has no purpose other than just the relaxation of it. If you can. Now, if you're like me, as much as I love bubble baths, sometimes it's just not worth it. If you have a small tub, I'm 5'9". Parts of me are always like either my feet and legs are out or the top of me is out. So I do the best I can with what I have. But if you have the ability to do that, I highly recommend it just for the relaxation part of it. That's all it is. Just for the laying there and just soaking in and some nice smelly, you know, lovely bubble bath. It just smells good. If you have some nice bath salts or Epsom salts, stress relieving bubble bath. Oh my gosh. Bath and Body Works has some of my favorite stress relieving ones. It's like a eucalyptus and like white tea or sandalwood. They've got a couple of different ones. They are heavenly. If you can do those, I highly recommend it. The second one, again, may or may not be feasible for some of you. Take a freaking nap, right? If you have little kids and they have a nap time, I know if you're like me, their nap time was the time that I just like hardcore did as much as I could because I had nobody that I had to, like, they were asleep so I could get a truckload of stuff done, right? That was my favorite part because I could just get so much accomplished and I felt like I was getting so much done because I wasn't having to stop every couple of minutes. I wasn't having to, pick something else up or, I was able to actually get the living room picked up because there wasn't some tiny little monster behind me throwing their toys back out as fast as I was putting them away, right? So like, it was the best time for me to get stuff accomplished. But this one time on Mother's Day, maybe just take a nap with them. Take a nap. Enjoy the rest, or even just lay there and rest with your eyes closed. If you can't fall asleep, some people can't nap, whatever, just take the rest. Take a load off, put your feet up, and just relax while your kids nap. Take that time for yourself and just have some zen, right? Meditate, if you will, if you like to meditate. Whatever it is, just take that time and just relax and just let everything sort of flow out of you and not worry about anything if you're able to. And again, I know not everybody's going to be able to. Here's another one. Go for a walk outside. Outside is wonderful. If the weather is beautiful in this time of year, well, you know, our weather's been crazy pretty much everywhere anymore. But if on Mother's Day, it's nice outside or even passable, go outside, get some sunshine, take a walk. If you can manage a walk by yourself, if a friend can watch your kids, or if, you know, a family member comes over or whatever the case may be, if you can manage a walk by yourself, take a little walk by yourself. Enjoy the outside and the sun, soak up some rays, get some nature. If not, take your kids, right? Put them in a stroller or bring them with you. May or may not be feasible if your kids are not the type that like to walk and the walk becomes more stressful because it's, I'm tired and can we go? Are we done? Like, don't do that. Don't drag your kids and don't make it a stressful thing. If the intent is for you to relax and take some time for yourself, if you need to bring your kids and you know they're just going to complain and be miserable, then pick something else on the list because that's defeating the purpose. It's not the point. The next one, number four. Plant some flowers. And this writes down in the kind of the inexpensive. It's not very expensive. You will need to, if you don't already have some. Most places right now have really, really good deals on just the little individual flowers, like the pansies and the various different flowers, peonies and all that other stuff. I don't know all of them. And you can usually get a couple of little trays of those for, under $10. And plant some flowers. Go out and find a little planter. And here's the thing, you don't even have to buy a planter. Like if you live in the city or if you live in an apartment or if you just have never planted flowers, if you don't have anything, you can make any type of container a flower pot, right? You can make old coffee mugs, flower pots. You can make old coffee cans, flower pots. There's so many different things that you can use to plant flowers in. Buy a little sheet of the flowers, get a little bag of the potting soil. You don't have to buy a giant huge bag of it, and plant some flowers for yourself. Keep them in the house or buy like a pretty indoor plant, something that adds some beauty to your day. And I love gardening, so that's something I really enjoy. And then you have flowers that are beautiful to look at, and it'll remind you of the time that, that was for you. And that's a really nice way to sort of perk up your day and do something for yourself that brings beauty to your home. The next one is an at-home spa day. And this one is super easy too, because it doesn't have to be expensive. You can do things like making homemade sugar scrubs. You can look them up online. My daughter decided a long time ago she wanted to do a business making sugar scrubs, and she made some awesome ones. Really, it's just like granulated sugar. I mean, if you want to do it on the cheap, granulated sugar, a little bit of vitamin E oil, some other kinds of oil you can use. Like it's grapeseed oil. You can even use virgin olive oil if it's like the... I think there's a certain type you can use. And if you have any scents, like just some scents that you have that maybe you can add that are okay on skin. If you use anything like the essential oils, like the Young Living and the doTERRA. There are lots of them that you can use on your skin. They're for external use only, but just double check, make sure. Don't obviously ever put anything on your body that's not intended to be on your body. But make a nice like sugar scrub for yourself. You can use it on your face. You can put it on your arms and just kind of, you know, use it on your hands and your feet. Give yourself a homemade manicure and pedicure, just something nice for yourself. And you know, if you have younger kids, they, or even, you know, tweens, like my daughter loves to do stuff like that. They may want to participate with you, and it can be a fun little spa day for everybody. But again, you're doing something for yourself. You're doing something to make yourself feel good. The next one that's on my list is paint. Draw, color, anything creative. If you're a creative person, and again, you may not be. So if this is not down your alley, then, you know, you don't have to worry about it. But I personally love to paint. And here's the thing. You don't have to be good at it. Painting is therapeutic. Even if what you end up with looks like a god-awful mess, just the process of doing it is actually therapeutic. And as parents, I guarantee you, you've got probably some sort of supplies to create art somewhere in your home. If you've ever had a child who ever had to do any kind of project, or if you may have probably bought it in the attempt to keep your child occupied, maybe they never used it. Maybe it's your turn to break out the acrylic paints that your child didn't use for their project, but you're going to use it and paint something, right? Just do it for fun. Being creative feeds your soul. And, you know, even if it's just an old coloring book that your kid has and you just color, because I guarantee you, you've probably got crayons, markers, colored pencils, something of some sort somewhere. We're parents. We have them somewhere. They're probably everywhere, to be god-awful honest, right? You probably have coloring supplies everywhere. So find some and be some, do some art. Be creative. Feed your soul. Next. Have a dance party with your kids. I know this sounds absolutely goofy. I personally love it. I love turning up the music, and it can be modern music if you like the music now. It can be your music from when you were young. I personally love turning on 80s music and dancing like a dummy and watching my daughter just be full on embarrassed, even though we're in our own home. I'm like, why are you embarrassed? Who's looking at me? There's nobody here. Why would you be embarrassed? There's no reason for you to be embarrassed at the way that I'm dancing. I don't care. So sometimes it's just fun for that. But again, it's one of those things. It's the creativity. It's the movement. It's the getting up and just having a good time. These things feed your soul. These things make you feel good. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be productive. It can be the stupidest thing ever, but it makes you feel good and it feeds who you are. Right? Especially if you're listening to the music that you really love. Music is a wonderful thing. Music is, I love music more than anything because it's the one thing that I think is universal. It doesn't matter what kind of music you like, but the fact that it is music, there is a music out there that speaks to everyone. There's an artist, there's a song, there's a genre that speaks to every single person in the world. And not many things can do that. And I love music for that. So do that. Have a dance party. Go to the park. Maybe combine that with your walk, especially if you can't go for a walk without your kids. Go to the park. Take a walk to the park. Let your kids play. Keep an eye on them, but still just sort of sit and absorb the outside and the sunshine and the fresh air. You know, it may seem like it's for your kids, but in all honesty, just allow it to be something for you as well. Swing on the swings. I mean, when's the last time you did that? I know that when I've gone to the park, it's always been watching my kids go down the slide and helping them on the monkey bars and, you know, pushing them on the swing. But rarely was I ever one that got on the swing. So now you get on the swing. Experience some joy, right? Some childlike joy and just have fun. Or just sit and enjoy the outside weather. Maybe take a bike ride. That could be the next one. Take a bike ride. If you have a bike and you and your kids, take a bike ride. Doing something outside is wonderful. And if you kind of get the theme here, I'm basically saying get out of your norm. Get out of your normal everyday. What I normally do on a Sunday is 18 loads of laundry that is still not going to get me caught up. You know, washing the dishes, cleaning all of the stuff, washing toilets or whatever, you know, or this is the day that I choose to work on, you know, my business. Great. And that's fine. but also take some time for you, right? Don't do the stuff you normally do. This day is specifically for you. Take the time to do something outside of what you normally do so that it's special for you, whatever that may be, okay? So, you know, take a bike ride with your kids. Go on a bike path that you've never gone. Put the bikes in the car or in the back of the van or whatever and drive to a trail that you've never ridden bikes on before. Do something new, right? If you have a local state park, maybe take the bikes to a state park or just go to the state park and maybe take a hike or a hike there. Look at nature. See if you can find see a wild deer or find butterflies or, you know, who knows what. Make something fun out of it, but do something outside of what you normally do for your day. And then, you know, the last one, here's another great one, especially if you have little girls or boys, you know, it's not really gender neutral anymore. Give yourself a makeover. Give yourself a makeover. How often do we as moms, a lot of times, depending on the day, we're not even sure if we remembered to shower and maybe we didn't even shower the day before or even maybe the day before that, right? Did we get a chance to put on makeup? Are we wearing clothes that we didn't wear yesterday, maybe? Like, how often do we spend so much time taking care of everybody and everything else that we are the last person that we think of? So take the time. Decide that today is the day I'm going to wear that outfit that's still in my closet that has the tags on it that I haven't even put on yet because I haven't had anywhere to go to wear it. Or, today's the day I'm going to finally use that new eyeshadow that I bought 3 months ago and still haven't found a reason to put on. Today's the day I'm going to let my daughter, who is 12, use her James Charles eye palette on me because there's some colors in there, girl, that scare me. But, you know, she loves doing stuff like that. If you have a little one who enjoys, you know, having a makeover day, you get yourself all made up and then, you know, do your little one's makeup. Give them a little bit of blush. Put a little bit of eyeshadow on them. Give them a little bit of lipstick, depending on how old they are, right? If they're older, let them get made all the way up or whatever. But do that and like, wear the clothes that you don't and go out. I don't care where you go. Just walk around Target looking good. Who cares, right? Just do the thing that you don't normally do. Spend the time on yourself that you don't normally spend. That's what I want you to do for Mother's Day. It can be any number of these on the list, or it could be something else that has crossed your mind that you're like, oh, I should do that. But then you really quickly dismiss it because you think to yourself, no, God, when would I ever do that? Why would I ever do that? That's not even possible for me. You know, I can't do that. Or that's just frivolous. Or that's just silly. Why would I even do that? I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. That's not important. It is. It's important. So whatever it is that's crossed your mind, and I'm not saying the idea that we all have sometimes to run away and just run away. Don't do that. You still have to, you know, be responsible. But if, if it's something else, do it. All those things that you put aside for another day, another time, another life, whenever you have a minute, take the minute. This is your day. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Mother's Day is our day. And just because we're single moms doesn't mean we shouldn't feel like we get to take some specialness out of it. I mean, that probably wasn't the best way to say it, but do it. And just because we don't have somebody who can help us take that time or help us do those special things for ourselves, that doesn't mean we still shouldn't. Try and figure out a way to do it. And again, it doesn't have to be the biggest, grandest, most crazy gesture to yourself. It can just be something that you normally wouldn't do, that you want to do, but you normally wouldn't because you just dismiss it as frivolous or not necessary or that you don't have the time. This Mother's Day, take the time because you are absolutely 110% worthy of taking that time and we should do it. And again, here's the thing, it shouldn't just always be on Mother's Day, but if there's one day out of the year where you're gonna take time for yourself, please, woman, let today be that day, okay? Or not today, but Mother's Day, right? If you're listening to this on Mother's Day, let today be that day. If this is past Mother's Day when you're listening to it and you didn't bother to spend time on yourself on Mother's Day, then do it now. You're behind. Catch up. You should have done it, okay? So this Mother's Day, remember how absolutely amazing you are. Mothers as a whole, not just single moms or married moms or widowed moms or and mothers as a whole, those of us who are in the trenches every day taking care of our kids, beating ourselves up, questioning every decision we make, trying our best to just raise these tiny humans to be decent human beings and, you know, not, you know, turn into little jerks along the way or have, you know, I always say my job as a parent is to get you to the age of 18 with, you know, alive, with hopefully no sexually transmitted diseases, not pregnant, and, you know, graduating high school and needing as little therapy as possible, hopefully. If I'm able to do that, then I call it a success. Everything else on top of that is gravy. So, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy and a lot of time. And again, 90% of the time, we are so worried that we're doing it wrong and we beat ourselves up and we don't take the time we need to. So please, please, please acknowledge how wonderful you are, especially as a single mom. Give yourself that well-deserved pat on the back, lady, because you freaking deserve it. I don't care if you think you don't. And take the minute, take the time, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, half a day, whatever. If you can do multiple things on the list I gave, please do. Right? If you're able to do things without your kids, awesome. You know, spend a little time on yourself, by yourself. Sometimes that's the best gift we can have, is just that moment of peace, even if it's just an hour. If not, figure out something that you can do that does make you feel good, that gives you that boost that you can include your kids in. However you can do it, just do it. Make sure that it's done, because it is so, so vitally important. So I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope and hope and hope that you take some time for you. I would love to hear from you what your plans are for Mother's Day or what you did for yourself for Mother's Day. So please go to thesinglemomblog.com and leave a note, leave a comment on this blog post about Mother's Day. And I want to hear what you did. I want to hear how you tried to do something really, really quality for yourself this day. Please enjoy your Mother's Day. I hope you remember how absolutely fabulous you are. And take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for joining me today for this episode of the Single Mom Podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. There is even more great stuff over at the Single Mom blog, so please be sure to head on over to thesinglemomblog.com. And also, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media channels so that you know anytime a new episode is posted.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.